On the 8th of April, 2002, Chinese President Jiang Zemin arrived in Berlin, Germany, to begin a five-day visit. During his stay in Berlin, Falun Gong practitioners from over 20 countries gathered in Berlin and staged a peaceful appeal and demonstration. In the morning of the 8th of April, nearly 400 Falun Gong practitioners held a press conference at Alexanderplatz in Berlin. German national and local media attended the press conference. Representatives from human rights groups and some Falun Gong practitioners talked at the press conference. They called for international society to condemn and stop Jiang Zemin's regime of brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. The Falun Gong practitioners held a big parade after the press conference. The spectacular parade appeared on Under Bodhi Tree Boulevard, a bustling street in Berlin. The atmosphere there was serene and peaceful. Jiang Zemin stayed in the Hotel Adlon, a five-star hotel in Berlin. It is situated behind the famous Brandenburg Gate and is only about 150 meters away from the Berlin Wall. Due to Jiang's fearful nature, he was afraid of seeing the Falun Gong practitioners and their noticeable banners and golden-colored outfits. He pressurized the German police to use large numbers to seal the areas nearby to the hotel. In the central part of Under Bodhi Tree Boulevard, approximately 150 meters away from the Hotel Adlon, Falun Gong practitioners started a 72-hour continuous peaceful protest. Practitioners there constantly sent forth righteous thoughts and repeatedly practiced five sets of Falun Gong exercises. On the afternoon of the 9th of April, Falun Gong practitioners managed to display a banner with "Falun Dafa is good" successfully along the road where Jiang's car drove off from the Chancellery. It was shocking to see that under high pressure from the evil Jiang Zemin, German police came to confiscate the banner by force and harass the practitioner who displayed the banner. All of this happened in a free and democratic country. Falun Gong practitioners could be found everywhere in Berlin. Wherever Jiang traveled, there were Falun Gong practitioners present, practicing the exercise movements, holding the banners or handing out leaflets. Through the continuous efforts from Falun Gong practitioners, Jiang Zemin's evil force was greatly suppressed. The greatness of Dafa was fully shown, and the people of Berlin were informed of the persecution against Falun Gong in China.